This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. When it comes to what's going on in Olympia with lawmakers, it's no secret that rural Washington gets the short straw much of the time, if not ignored altogether. In the current session, Washington Farm Bureau's Tom Davis says once again, we've got that city versus country atmosphere.
A lot of these bills are coming from urban legislators. You know, and one phrase that you hear is, you know, they've already soiled their nest. They've built up their communities, that they've polluted their waterways, and so they want to inflict on rural Washington the changes that are needed in their own districts, their own, you know, urban cities.
And Davis says there are two areas that stand out.
You know, you go into rural Washington, environmentally, it's pretty sound and it's in pretty good shape. But they don't, since they don't travel there, all they see is the concrete that's around them. So I think they want to, you know, inflict this all the way across.
Davis says the other is the extremists.
And it's happening up and down the West Coast, California, Oregon, and Washington, is the environmentalists feel empowered. They've got legislators in office that agree with them, and they're borrowing more concepts from the European Union. And this net ecological gain is something that comes out of white papers being written in the European Union. And they're trying now to impart them here in Washington.
Listen tomorrow for more on Davis's take on this short shrift folks in rural Washington appear to be getting from Olympia.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.